Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Dennis, and you have been tuning in for Black History Month. Every single week, we have brought on a different guest, and predominantly has been pertaining to the esports industry and how these individuals have made an impact in Black History Month. However, there's a big however. Black History Month is not just about supporting the esports industry, but it's also about talking and speaking about building your wealth. So we got to honor our past and build our wealth. And today's special guest, we have Mr. X from the Stock Market Academy, and we are going to talk about esports. Well, not necessarily esports. I might dive into a bit, but we're going to talk about stock market investing for young gamers, as well as some influential African Americans who have been successful in the stock market arena. So we wanted to change up things. Again, this is a special guest. I will no longer speak, and I'm going to pass the floor over to you, Mr. X. Why don't you introduce yourself, tell the people a little bit about who you are.
Yes, thank you so much, Dennis. So my name is Mr. X. I'm the founder of the Mr. X Stock Market Academy. We are a stock market educational company focused on teaching and empowering individuals, families, communities on building wealth in a safe and an efficient way. I don't know if you want to give a little information on the Long Island Gaming League, Dennis?
Not at the moment. You know, I'll save that for a little bit later. You know, I'm hoping that everybody who tunes in is somewhat familiar with who we are. But we can't get into, if you could speak on why is it important for people or individuals to understand the stock market?
Yes, definitely. The reason why it's very important for individuals to understand the stock market, because the stock market is one of the pillars, you know, of building wealth. If you look at any, you know, wealthy person, more than likely they've built their some of their wealth from investing, you know, in the stock market. Some of the other pillars of wealth, I would say, are starting and growing your own business, investing in real estate. Life insurance is even a pillar of wealth, right? Because if someone has a policy and God forbid something happens to them, whoever is the beneficiary of their policy, right, which could be their wife, could be their kids, other family members, that significant amount of money that's coming from the policy could be that starting point, you know, to catapulting, you know, the family to growing their wealth. But the stock market is definitely one of the pillars of building wealth. One of the great things about it is that everyone can get involved in it. You know, mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to be wealthy, you know, to get involved in the stock market. You know, you can get started as low as $5 a day, you know, which is $150 a month. You could even start lower than that if that's what your budget you know permits, you know. So right, it's definitely right. Something that, you know, the average person in society could get involved in, as long as they have, you know, some form of income. And over time, that person who's investing either for themselves or a family member, maybe their child, you know, can grow some wealth, you know, for themselves.
That's awesome. No, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. You know, I would think, as you know, in the celebration of Black History Month, sometimes we might feel or think that wealth surpasses us or kind of just like jumps over us, and we're not knowledgeable or we're aware of different investment or different strategies to become, you know, financially well off. But very rarely is it spoke about. And I know you and I, we have worked on the stock market investing for young gamers, which is something that is really true to heart. But overall, the information on how to build wealth, whether it's in the esports industry or it is through other financial industries, the stock market is definitely something, as you just mentioned, it's easy to understand. You can get in for as little as, you know, $5 just to get your feet wet. And not only that, but isn't there different stock markets in terms of whether you want to invest in the U.S. or other type of stock markets as well? Isn't that something that's available for people?
Yes. So, you know, here, you know, because we live here in the U.S., you know, you have the U.S. stock market, but most developed countries have their own stock market.
That's
you
awesome.
know, China, Japan, you know, et cetera. Here being the
Okay.
US, you can invest in those country stock market if you chose to, or if you choose to, you know, or vice versa, they could invest over here. But pretty much every developed country has some form of stock market or publicly traded market where you know, the residents, the citizens of that particular country can invest in their country's stock market, you know, or the developed country that they want to invest in.
Cool. Cool. No, I asked that because, you know, we've had guests from Ghana, you know, come on. So esports is global. So this information can definitely pertain as far as the basis or the simple understanding of it. They could apply it to their particular country that they may live in. You know, clearly there's going to be different regulations that are different. However, the principles of getting into esports, excuse me, the principles, I keep talking about esports, man. I got my esports jersey, my esports hat, so I'm esports
Oh,
out. But again, you know, the principles of which I think we're going to go over and possibly discuss can be very applicable to a lot of different people who are going to watch this video for, or this, you know, recorded, pre-recorded, since we're recording live now, it'll be pre-recorded for them what they can get into. Now, we are talking about Black History Month. Is there any people that you can think of in terms of Black history or people who have been successful in esports that may not be commonly known about? I mean, clearly we, you know, everybody knows Warren Buffett, right? Everybody talks about him, but he couldn't have been the only person who's been successful in stock market. And definitely, I believe and would assume that there have been other African Americans who have been successful in the stock market. Can you speak to any of those?
Oh, yes, definitely. The first person that I actually want to talk about is a gentleman by the name of Robert F. Smith. He founded this company called Vista Equity Partners. And they primarily invest in technology and software companies. His investment philosophy dealt with a lot of social consciousness. He grew the company to over 100 billion in assets.
Wow.
He was born in 1964 in Colorado, studied chemical engineering at Cornell University. And then he went on to Columbia University to obtain his master's in business administration. And
Right.
then from there, he went on to work for the big investment firm here in the US, Goldman Sachs in 1994. And he made national news in 2019. Because he was a keynote speaker at Morehouse College's graduation, right? And at that time, he pledged to pay off the student debt of that graduating class. And he's the richest black person in America.
Wow, that's crazy. And it's crazy. And like you said, it all came from just his understanding of stock market, because clearly what he went to school for and, you know, what he how he started off, it wasn't stock, right? It wasn't like he went to school to become a stock person or to invest in stock. But yet here he has created himself to become a billionaire through his, you know, his knowledge of understanding the stock market. That's why it's really important that we start to pay attention as minorities, African Americans in the diaspora, that there are other avenues to building wealth, and it's time that we start talking about it. But also, as you just mentioned, him and being into it. Are there any other notable individuals that you would like to list or to even speak about?
I want to talk about John W. Rogers. He's the founder and chairman, co-executive CEO of this company called Ariel Investments. Ariel spelled Ariel. They have if you round it up, about $15 billion in assets under management. You know, as of this month. It's the largest minority-run mutual fund company in the U.S. And what's interesting about John's background is that his passion for investing began at the age of 12,
Wow.
because his dad began to buy him stocks as Christmas, for Christmas, as Christmas gifts, and also birthday gifts. He then went on to study economics at Princeton University in New Jersey. Worked as a stockbroker for about 2 years at this company called William Blair. And then in 98, 1983 is when he founded Ariel Investments.
Wow. That's crazy. And you know, it's funny, Will said, oh, I want to be, you know, a millionaire and make all this money. But it's funny, right? The things that you're talking in terms of what they did with stocks, they're billionaires, right? We don't hear a lot of people saying, oh, I want to be a billionaire. It's like, oh, I want to be a millionaire. And you know, we get into these jobs and we create these companies and you know, we make all this money, but at the end of the day, we're not understanding how to become billionaires and how these billionaires have gotten their money. You know, I think that's really interesting. Now, would you say, or if you can comment, how important is it as far as divesting your stock portfolio?
Oh, you mean like having it diversified?
Yeah, diversified. Yep.
Oh, I would say it's essential, you know, because no, you know, no one 100% can say what could happen with a company, even a really reputable company that's been around 20 years, 25 years, at any point in time in the future, potentially. Okay, even if the probability is low, depending on the company, you know, could go out of business, right? They could go out of business, or they could lose a significant amount of their market share, you know, or their value, right? Where people start selling off shares, which will reduce the price per share of that company's stock, you know. So it's definitely, you know, very, very important that when you're investing in the stock market, you know, to have your money in multiple companies. Another benefit of having your money in multiple companies is that different industries within the stock market could be doing well or not so well at the same time, right? So as an example, let's say maybe someone had their money invested in five companies in five different industries. Well, maybe at this present moment in time, right, what's going on in the economy right now, let's say today, maybe two of those companies in whatever industry they're in, maybe those industries, you know, they're having some challenges, right? They're having some issues. But maybe the other three companies that that person has their money held in, those companies, they're still thriving, you know, they're still growing, you know? So at the end of the day, at least within those five particular companies, if you had your money in those companies, at least three of them that you own, you know, the money is still growing, right? The money is still growing currently, but maybe the other two, maybe the sales kind of are slowing down a little bit, you know, because of something that's happening in that industry, or maybe some negative news that's happening with those companies. Doesn't mean they're bad companies, but right now they're a little stagnant, right? Right. So at least you have your money would be growing in some investments that you have within the market, as opposed to, you know, having your money, let's say, in just one company, right? You know, and that one company's industry is something is going on, which is slowing down its growth, whatever, or they're having challenges. Now your money is kind of just kind of flat. It's not growing, it's kind of stagnant. So that's when the importance of diversification.
Gotcha. And just like real quick, for our listeners who are tuning in or watching, what are some of the sectors that they could possibly invest in as far as diversifying their portfolios?
I would say companies within tech, right? Because you know we live in a digital world, right? You know, if you think about the different things that we do on a day-to-day basis, even being on this Instagram Live, right? 30 years ago, there was no Instagram Live, right? You know, the creators of Instagram created a platform for individuals like me and you to communicate with people visually and verbally, right? So maybe before, the only thing that we could do is maybe if we were doing this meeting, let's say maybe 30 years ago, the best thing we probably could do is maybe have maybe people would have to dial in, right? We'd be on a conference call or something.
Yeah, that's
You
true.
know, we probably couldn't even do it live. We'd have to send it to specific people who gave us a specific number, right? And then say, if you're interested in joining, join it. Whereas this platform here, we could have invited people
This meeting,
here.
let's say maybe 30 years
Yeah.
ago, the best.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
No, we could have invited people to be a part of this live. Then there's other people who just popped up because they got the alert, you know. So
Right.
definitely technology, definitely healthcare, right? And how, you know, different diseases or ailments that we continue to face here in society, they're treated much differently, you know, nowadays. Yeah, so those are two good industries that people can look in, you know, technology, you know.
Okay.
Healthcare. Yeah, but most importantly, invest in things that you know, okay?
Right.
Things that you understand, okay? And if you don't know it, you don't understand it right now, well, go out of your way to go study those companies, go study that industry, and then when you feel comfortable, then you can go and invest your money in those companies. Because otherwise, you invest in blindly, you know, you're really not really investing. You're kind of guessing. It's almost like you're playing the slots at in Vegas, you know, you know,
That's funny.
hoping that the three cherries will come up, you know,
Yep.
you
Nah, that's
know.
cool. That's you know, it's good because you in your explanation in terms of the sectors that they can invest in, you gave great insight as far as like what those sectors are about and why they might even be two options. So if you don't invest in anything else, those two sectors right there alone are very strong and also very relatable. You know, we're on technology right now, so technology is
Right.
definitely a sector because we're using it in terms of when you said, hey, you got to be aware of, you know, do you know what it does? And even
Yes.
with health, the healthcare industry, you know, we all go to the doctors, we all know about prescriptions, or we know family members who have gone to it. So you, those two examples were great versus some other sectors. Let's just say, I don't know, agriculture or something. You
Right.
know, none of us are farmers or doing trees, right? It
Right.
doesn't mean it's not a good sector. It just means like, hey, I don't really know too much about that, so I'm not gonna get into it. So thank you for the explanation. Other thing I guess I want to ask you is, in terms of like long-term strategies, are those also equally important? Should people kind of pay attention to long-term strategies, or is stock market investing like a quick fix?
No, definitely. You want to look into long-term strategies, you know, in terms of putting your money, because compound interest, which is the ability for your money to earn interest on top of interest, that's where the long-term actually comes into play. It also comes into play when you want to provide a retirement income, right, for yourself, you know, through your job's 401k or 403b, or if you're self-employed, any type of self-employment retirement account that's tied to the stock market. But then also money that you want to grow, right, for your young child or your young gamer, right? Right, you know, you want to, you know, your child is, let's say an example, 1 years old, you know, you want to be able to have some money to give to them when they become, you know, that adult age of 18, right? So the long-term investing will help with that by you investing for them or on their behalf consistently, you know, let's say for 17 years. But even if the child right now, let's say, is 10 years old, and maybe you never even invested anything for them, okay, you want to have some money for them when they're 18, right? 8 years from now, right? Starting that long-term investing plan for them will make a tremendous difference, you know, in their life. But at the same time, you know, if you want to see opportunities in the market where you could make money, you know, quickly, you know, you can definitely, you know, take advantage of them, you know. Yeah,
So
definitely.
nice. So we did get a question from Eric, and he wants to
Okay.
know, what's your stand on the CD investment account with Chase? Are you aware of that? Are you familiar with that that particular account?
The CD investment account. No, I'm not
Accounts with
familiar
Chase.
with. I mean, the only thing I know CDs in terms of like people put their money in a bank and they may hold the investment for like 3 months or 6 months or a year, and then you, as the person who put the money in there, you don't have access to that money.
Right.
You know, but they're guarantee you a specific interest rate, and if you decide to get access to that money, they charge you a fee. So okay. You know, for getting your money, because you've taken it out much earlier than the agreed upon agreement.
Okay.
So if that's the type of CD you're talking about, I'm familiar with that. But if you're talking about something else, I'm not familiar with that. The good thing about that is it's guaranteed, right? You know,
right.
The downside with that is if you ever come into a situation where you need access to that capital, you're going to have to pay a penalty to get that money out, because you have it in an investment vehicle that's locked for 3 months, 6 months, a year, or 2 years. You know, okay. So that's one of the key things with any investment, is to really understand the advantages and the disadvantages of every an investment that you decide that you want to put your money in. And that's some of the things that we discuss in the stock market investing for young gamers course, where we do right. focus on teaching gamers' parents, gamers' mentors on how to invest their money mm-hmm. on behalf of their young gamer or child, or if the adult just wants to learn how to invest on their own. We talk about the different investments in the stock market, the pros mm-hmm. and the cons, different strategies. But one of the things that I see that happens a lot when it comes to investing in the stock market, Dennis, is that so many people are not taking it upon themselves to learn how to invest.
Right.
You know, they're just basically doing what their friend told them to do or suggested right. to do, or just putting their money into some type of investment vehicle, but they really don't understand how to invest.
Right. Right.
You know,
right.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So people really should invest in themselves mm-hmm. and actually learn how to invest, you know, so they'd be able to, you know, identify key trends that are happening in society where they could put their money in those companies that will take advantage of those trends, and those companies' value will significantly grow. So people right. can properly manage, you know, their retirement accounts, their individual stock accounts. You know, it's really, really key, you know, especially considering the fact that so many people that are in jobs, they don't have jobs that have pensions anymore, right. which is guaranteed income after working for a period of years. So if you're in that situation, working a job, or if you work for yourself, right, and utilizing the stock market as a vehicle to provide a retirement, it's essential, it's critical for you to know how to properly invest in the stock market, you know. And at the same time, if you decide that you want to work with a, let's say, a financial advisor, you would be educated to a point where you could have intelligent conversations with that person based on the recommendations that they're making for you. But right. if you don't really understand how to invest, how can you critique, right? What is it that they're telling you, you know, to do? You know, I was just thinking about this early today. I was saying to myself, you know, I would say probably about 99% of us go and take driving lessons before we actually go for our driving tests. You mm-hmm. know, unless you have a family member, you know, who wants to take you underneath their wing and teach you how to drive, right? Teach you how to drive a car. But for the most of us, we don't operate like that. For most of us, we're going to sign up for some driver's ed course, take a couple lessons, yep. and then feel comfortable, be confident, and then go and take our driver's lessons. So I said to myself, yep. then how come people don't spend a little bit of money, okay, to learn how to invest their money,
right.
okay, in the stock market? You know, I hear people telling me, I am saving for retirement. This is the vocabulary that they use, right? And I may say, well, how are you saving? They say, well, I'm putting money into this investment account. Well, there's a difference between saving and investing, mm-hmm. you know? And investment involves some form of risk, right? The ability for that money to grow. savings, typically there's no risk really involved. You put $100 in a bank account every week, right? $400 a month. I mean, unless that bank goes out of business, that money is there, right? And every bank insures your money up to $250,000. So if you have $250,000 or less, even if that bank goes out of business because of government law, your money is insured. You're going to get your money unless your money is above that number. That's saving. Investing your money into a company in the stock market. Well, like I said before at the beginning of this live, companies that have been in business 20 years, 25 years, even if they have a very low percentage of chance of going out of business, the probability is still there. It could happen because we know some companies that, are out of business. And I'll mention one right now. How many people shopped at Sears at some point, at some
Yeah,
point in
Sears
their
was a
life?
big one.
Yeah, that was a big one, right? A big, massive company, right? Stores in every state. Well, where are they now? They're gone. How many people shopped at Circuit City, if you can think back that far,
No, I think it's definitely very insightful. And for those of you who are watching, because we're just about to wrap this up, but I do want to kind of say something. For those of you who are watching, you're only getting a taste of what Mr. X has to offer and what we're doing together. And again, this is the Long Island Gaming League, and we're not only talking about stock market as far as honoring our past and building our wealth in the future, but the future is not only with everybody who's watching it, but it's with the kids, it's with our children, it's with them. And that's why we started the stock market investing for young gamers. So if you definitely enjoyed some of the information that Mr. X was sharing with you and you kind of want to dive in a little bit deeper, I'll make sure to provide his links and all of his information so you can reach out to him directly and answer some of your questions. Eric, definitely, I know I see you have some questions here, so please feel free to reach out to Mr. X. I'm sure he would love to be able to speak with you and help you. And for everybody else who is watching this and they want to get in contact with Mr. X, again, his link will be in the bios. It will be in all of the videos. And you also can sign up for the Young Gamer Stock Market Investing course, where we take a deep dive into the gaming industry and the opportunities that are within the gaming world in terms of stocks. So, Mr. X, I definitely want to say I appreciate you for coming on the show. I know you're a busy man and you have a wealth of knowledge, and I want to make sure that people had a chance to hear just some of the things that you were talking about so that way they can dive in a little bit more. Because I love the analogy in terms of if you were driving a car, you usually take lessons to learn how to drive. And I think if they're going to drive into the stock market investing, I think they should really reach out to you. So I want to thank everybody for watching. Mr. X, do you have any short words before I end this live?
I just want to end off in saying that just to piggyback on what you just said, Dennis, in terms of us coming together and working together, one of the things that we realized when we first started to talk and collaborate was that instead of these young people just playing these video games and parents buying these video games for them, I had said to Dennis, why don't we teach, these young people and their parents and their mentors and their guardians how to invest in the stock market, how to invest in these gaming companies, and just invest in the stock market in general, so the course is for young gamers. Okay, but it's also bigger than that. It's for any young individual, any parent, any person who just wants to learn how to invest in the stock market. We just don't talk about investing in gaming stocks, even though we do get into that deeply. So definitely, check out the course. I put the course website address in the comment section here, bit.ly/SMIFG. Okay, so I encourage everyone on this live, to check out the course. If you have any questions about it, as Dennis mentioned, you can message me here on Instagram, and I'll be glad to answer any questions. But the stock market, as I mentioned, is one of the one of the pillars of wealth, and everyone can get involved in it, and everyone should be involved in it, because we have to learn how to make our money work for us. You know.
All right.
Yeah.
No, so that was very well said. So again, everyone, thank you for tuning in. This was definitely another bonus episode of Black History Month. We're always trying to change up the game, literally. So if you appreciate this content, make sure you follow us as well as Mr. X for his stock market expertise. And we are out.
Thank you so much.